Unit 4. Smart City, Smart Life.
智慧城市，智慧生活。
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues.There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 12:50 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read,
A, New York City. B, an evening party. C, an air trip. D, the man's job.
From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. Have you seen the photos of the Google staff's office I sent to you by WeChat the other day?
Yes.I'd say they don't seem to be working in the same age as we do.
Question, what does the man mean?
Two, what are you most impressed with Bill Gates's house?
The giant and magnificent room with a giant whale swimming in front of you, I guess.
Question.What does the woman mention about Bill Gates's house?
3. What is the magic of Google Glass?
It is sort of a computer that you can wear like a pair of traditional glasses and can change the way of your life.
Question. Why can Google Glass change the way of your life?4. When do you think we will live in the world with Wi-Fi available everywhere?
I don't think it possible, unless internet companies could find a different way to make money.
Question. What does the man imply? 5. Why do you think cell phones are designed with more and more functions?
That's because there is always a market for them.
Question. What is based on the market, according to the man? 6. B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation,There are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Have you heard about Google Glass?
Sure. It has been drawing much attention of the public recently.
It looks roughly like typical glasses, I think. So what's the new invention about?
Can you see anything different about the right arm of the glasses and the right glass?
Yes, there seems to be a double arm and an extra smaller glass. What are they?
Inside the right arm of the glasses are the parts of a smartphone, a processor,16 GB of storage, a Bluetooth radio, a small battery, and more.
Then what's that smaller glass square on the front?
That's the screen.
How do you control them?
Through your voice or using the trackpad on the right arm of the glass.
That sounds fantastic.
It looks very odd when you talk to the glasses or yourself, but it is one of the easiest ways to get to some of the basic functions. All you have to do is say aloud, "Okay, glass, take a picture," and the glasses will snap a photo. "Okay, glass, Google ABC News," and you get some basic news on the screen.
Question 6. What's on the front of the right glass?
Question 7. Which is not mentioned inside the right arm?
Question 8. How can you easily operate Google Glass? Have you heard about Google Glass?
Sure. It has been drawing much attention of the public recently.
It looks roughly like typical glasses, I think. So what's the new invention about?
Can you see anything different about the right arm of the glasses and the right glass?
Yes, there seems to be a double arm and an extra smaller glass. What are they?
Inside the right arm of the glasses are the parts of a smartphone, a processor, 16 GB of storage, a Bluetooth radio, a small battery, and more.
Then what's that smaller glass square on the front?
That's the screen.
How do you control them?
Through your voice or using the trackpad on the right arm of the glass.
That sounds fantastic.
It looks very odd when you talk to the glasses or yourself, but it is one of the easiest ways to get to some of the basic functions. All you have to do is say aloud, "Okay, glass, take a picture," and the glasses will snap a photo. "Okay, glass, Google ABC News," and you get some basic news on the screen.
Question 6. What's on the front of the right glass?
Question 7. Which is not mentioned inside the right arm?
Question 8. How can you easily operate Google Glass? Conversation 2.
Do you think there will be great changes in the way energy is supplied and used in the future?
Yes, that's quite sure, because in some major oil-producing nations, peak oil has already been reached, and there are increasing fears of global warming.
What will be the changes then?
Many countries are turning to a low-carbon economy. This will lead to major changes in the supply and use of electricity.
Is electricity the so-called smart energy?
Exactly.
What is it smart about?
It is energy efficient and especially at the least cost of our environment.
Can electricity be more popular in a few decades?
Sure. More consumers will switch from oil and gas to electricity to power their homes and vehicles. There will be an increase in overall demand.
Can enough supply be generated?
It depends more on how it is generated than on how much is generated, as there is growing electricity generation from renewable sources.
Question 9. Why is electricity known as smart energy?
Question 10. What is needed for more electricity to be generated?
Do you think there will be great changes in the way energy is supplied and used in the future?
Yes, that's quite sure, because in some major oil-producing nations, peak oil has already been reached, and there are increasing fears of global warming.
What will be the changes then?
Many countries are turning to a low-carbon economy. This will lead to major changes in the supply and use of electricity.
Is electricity the so-called smart energy?
Exactly.
What is it smart about?
It is energy efficient and especially at the least cost of our environment.
Can electricity be more popular in a few decades?
Sure. More consumers will switch from oil and gas to electricity to power their homes and vehicles. There will be an increase in overall demand.
Can enough supply be generated?
It depends more on how it is generated than on how much is generated, as there is growing electricity generation from renewable sources.
Question 9. Why is electricity known as smart energy?
Question 10. What is needed for more electricity to be generated? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage. First reading.
We rely heavily upon our hearing to stay safe from moving vehicles. Traditional vehicles make plenty of noise, of course. But electric vehicles, EVs, are so quiet at slow speeds that pedestrians and bicyclists can't hear them coming. As a solution, manufacturers are adding artificial sound options to EVs. But how can they be sure those sounds will be the best choices for warning passers-by? Danish tech firm Delta has created a variety of EV sounds and collected data on which can be best heard by those who need to hear them without creating noise pollution for everyone else. In the US, EV warning sounds are not yet required by law. The European Union is in the process of approving laws that will require EVs to have pedestrian warning systems by 2019.
Question 11. What do traditional vehicles make to help us stay safe from them?
Question 12. Why can electric vehicles be dangerous for passers-by?
Question 13. Which of the EV sounds would be added to EVs?
Question 14. Why are there no EV sounds in the US?
Question 15. What will be required of EVs by the European Union by 2019? Second reading.
We rely heavily upon our hearing to stay safe from moving vehicles. Traditional vehicles make plenty of noise, of course. But electric vehicles, EVs, are so quiet at slow speeds that pedestrians and bicyclists can't hear them coming. As a solution, manufacturers are adding artificial sound options to EVs. But how can they be sure those sounds will be the best choices for warning passers-by? Danish tech firm Delta has created a variety of EV sounds and collected data on which can be best heard by those who need to hear them without creating noise pollution for everyone else. In the US, EV warning sounds are not yet required by law. The European Union is in the process of approving laws that will require EVs to have pedestrian warning systems by 2019.
Question 11. What do traditional vehicles make to help us stay safe from them?
Question 12. Why can electric vehicles be dangerous for passers-by?
Question 13. Which of the EV sounds would be added to EVs?
Question 14. Why are there no EV sounds in the US?
Question 15. What will be required of EVs by the European Union by 2019?